Wow, it's awesome to be back for my second episode of The Real Cup of Joe in the new year. And I thought this topic would be appropriate since we're past the holiday season and we're into the what I would call the grind. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a very positive way. But the grind of living our life day by day and just moving forward. And the title of this episode is Just Outside the Black. Well, I've got my cup of Joe. I'll wait for you to get yours. And then let's visit and let's dig deep into this topic. Let me start it like this. Are you happy? That's a simple question. But it's not really that simple to answer. Because we live in a pretty hectic world, and our lives are pretty hectic. And I spent some time recently, well, I spend a lot of time at Starbucks, but recently I'm sitting there and I'm doodling in my notebook and I'm just thinking of ideas and just trying to write some stuff down. And I look up and all of a sudden this person walks through the door, and it's a very, very special person I hadn't seen in quite a while. Kept up with his business ventures and things that he does for a living, but I really haven't seen him and haven't talked to him. And he spots me back in the corner, and he comes walking back. He has kind of a nice brisk walk, and he gives me a big bear hug, and he goes, "Man, what's up with you?" I said, "I don't know. What's up with you?" He said, "Well, a lot of things." I said, "Great. Why don't you go get a cup of Joe and I'll get the table for us and we'll sit down and we'll just visit." And so he did and comes back and we're just talking and just it was just his manner, his tone that caught me a little off guard. And I'm not really sure why this crossed my mind, why I decided to ask it, but I did. And I looked at him and I said, "Are you happy?" And it kind of, he paused because it kind of stunned him. He wasn't expecting that question. And he went into this short dissertation. "Well, come on now. You know how successful I am in business. I have a great family. I have some great friends. I have some really close friends that I can bear my soul to in a heartbeat." And then he paused. And I thought to myself, because I've been in business a long time, and I've been in meetings where I've asked a simple question of an individual or a group, and they go into this long dissertation on answering a pretty simple question that I asked with a very complicated answer. And the first thought that crossed my mind is, they're not telling me everything. And that's how I felt sitting at that table. Now, I've known this person for a long time, have a lot of respect for him, and he has said it before, so I know he has a lot of respect for me. And I just said, "You didn't answer my question." Takes a little sip of his cup of Joe and looks at me and says, "No, I'm not happy." And then that leads me to my second question. But it's not to him. It's to you and I. Are we happy? So let me start. Most of us have great relationships. But there's always that moment where we wonder, could it be better? A lot of us have great families, but there are conflicts, and there are things that happen that we wish could have happened differently, and we wish we could have handled them differently, but we didn't. We all have bank accounts. Some of you young, sophisticated individuals have internet financial plans. And we, a lot of times, feel it's not enough. when in all reality, it is. So how could we ever possibly answer that question? No. How do we bridge that gap? What's the secret? I'm going to relate it to the title of this episode, Just Outside the Black. That's a baseball term, and it relates to the home plate that is outlined by this black line around the plate. And pitchers kind of live on that line. But when they're just outside the black, they a lot of times can struggle because they're not close enough to the strike zone. How about our lives? We're close to the strike zone, but a lot of times we're just outside the black line. And we struggle. So what's the secret? I really don't know the secret, but I do know this. When I don't practice this, I stay pretty far outside the line in life. But when I do practice it, I am right down on the edge of the line where pitchers are called, they're called painting the black. And those are the individuals that find stardom and usually end up in the Hall of Fame. So I know I want to paint the black in my life. I'm sure you want to paint the black. So what's the secret? It's something I'm going to start doing more often on a daily basis. And that's gratitude. Just the simple practice of being grateful for who I am, where I am, what I have, what I don't have. And look at the good things in life that come my way, so that when they do come my way, I won't miss them. I won't move past them because I'm so focused on everything else other than gratitude. And I hope and pray that someday when you're at that table in Starbucks and that question is asked of you, you'll answer without hesitation, yes. I'm happy. Is everything perfect in my life? No. But I'm happy because my heart is filled with gratitude. I love you guys. Till the next Real Cup of Joe, take care.